Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Let's welcome our guests. He gives the press much-needed stress. The Hill media reporter and Fox News contributor Joe Concha. He creates more laughs than a fat giraffe. Writer, comedian, and host of Michael Loftus Live on Fox Nation, Michael Loftus. She's cranky, lanky, but far from stanky. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tim. And he's our self-reliant supergiant. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Mr. Loftus, how are you? Glad you got dressed up for this evening.
I did.
What Goodwill store did you roll out of?
It's in Farmingdale. And if you've got 50 cents and you got a date at the Gutfeld show, we got you covered.
All right. You know Trump's not going to go away. Where do you see this headed in 2021? What is he going to be doing?
In 2021, yeah. I hope he's already on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want inauguration day. I want a scorched earth policy. I want a live event where he just like, UFOs are real. That dude killed Kennedy. This was rigged. I got proof. I'll be in Mar-a-Lago when you need me, 2024.
That's great.
That is what I want.
I like that. That would be awesome. I think he's going to do that. Joe, you work in the media.
Yeah.
Unlike me. What do you see? Is there any way, like, basically Donald Trump is a drug for the media? I mean, no one can get enough of it. And Joe is like the anti-drug. Actually, he's more like Ambien. Yeah.
The Biden Joe, not the Concha Joe.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. The 2024 campaign will begin on Inauguration Day. Mm-hmm. He'll probably do a rally across the street from the Biden inauguration. Probably will draw more people in the process. Now, imagine if you want to run for president in 2024 and you think that Trump is gone and you're a GOP establishment person. You're a Marco Rubio. You're a Mitt Romney. You're a, I don't know, Nikki Haley. Mm-hmm. You're done.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 in 10 Trump supporters want him to run again. Mm-hmm. He blots out the sun with the media the same way he did with the Kasichs and everybody back in 2016 in the world. And he will dominate media once again. Therefore, he gets the nomination once again. So it would almost be like primarying him. And primarying is not a word, but that would not go well for people that try that noun word.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an analogy for this cat, what he's talking about. It's like, let's say you want to go to the prom with this guy, right? Mm-hmm. And your only competition is this other girl who's in a relationship. And you're like, I think I got a chance. But then she breaks up with the guy. And now the guy you want to go with to the prom picks her. That's exactly what happened to Nikki Haley and Marco Rubio.
Yes. I don't like election. Like, we just got done, like, with an election.
I know.
Talk about it again. It's the worst.
Do you know what it's like?
Election time is the worst.
No, you know what it's like?
For me.
Here's another analogy.
Don't say the prom.
Imagine you're at the prom. Imagine you're at the prom. No. Okay. It's like the Olympics.
Okay, I have my light-up flip-flops on. I'm at the prom.
Okay. It's like the Olympics. Remember when the Olympics were once every 4 years?
Yeah.
And then they decided to alternate them every 2 years with the summer and the winter? I hated that because it's too much. That's what's happening. Everything's speeding up.
It's too much, especially if you're not someone who has a side, right? Like, no matter what happens.
You don't have a side?
If you're not a Republican or a Democrat, there's like one side's really happy and partying. The other side's really sad. You're just sitting there by yourself vaping and no one wants to. And you're upset about the system. And nobody wants to hear that. I can tell by all of your reactions right now.
No,
why do I have to do this right now?
Because secretly you have a side. You haven't admitted it.
Yes.
I'm on the side of freedom.
There you go.
And
so you're a Republican.
The government. Against the government.
You're definitely closer. Well, you're definitely not a Democrat.
I'm certainly not.
No. You're an anarchist.
I say libertarian so I can keep this job. So
yeah. All right, Tyrus, do you think he's going to pick a different VP when he runs?
I think that's going to be the New Apprentice. That's going to be the show where everyone's battling to see who's going to be the VP, and with Mike Pence sending him texts all the time. Like, what is this about? This is just TV, right? It's still me. I'm your guy, right? In the meantime, I believe we both agreed that we had an extra spot on our podcast, so it will be T, T, and T.
Yeah.
We'll give him the first because, you know, he's president of Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
Tim Fentiris. So he's going to do that during his downtime while he figures it out. You know, he's just coming out of a really rocky, rough relationship, very codependent, you know, so we need to give him some time to breathe. I don't think he wants to jump right back into another relationship right now because he's still going to have to deal with they're not ready to let go. Like, that's not over. I mean, literally, he'll be in Mar-a-Lago and there will be Don Lemon and CNN with giant, you know, ghetto blasters. Yes, those are a thing, kids, playing their love songs for him. Like, it's not over yet. We're not done yet in the rain. And he'll be in the window.
That's a reference to Say Anything, Cap.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
No, he'll be in the window. Like, you'll see his shadow, but his back will be turned. Like, you know, because he's not going to acknowledge him. But the media needs him to do something.
You know, okay, so I have a theory because I believe that this is a positive thing for the country in the sense that think of everything that you got from Trump. From the Space Force to the vaccines to North Korea, the Middle East. If a president got one of those in 8 years, that would be enough. But he packed all this stuff into 4 years. And remember, he said you'd probably get tired of winning. We actually need just like a little bit of a break.
I can't wait to get that vaccine.
No, because
I'm serious.
We can't be. My point is, we can't be selfish with Trump. He gave us 12 years of a presidency packed into four. We know this, so it's okay to say, all right, we'll take a break with Biden, Sleepy Joe. We can all take a break, but then we'll be ready 2024.
This is where I disagree with you. We're not going to take a break. The one thing that President Trump did that no other president ever did is he brought us into the game.
Yes.
Transparency. We're all now. People know what's going on.
Yes.
People, when they see bills, are reading bills now. Mm-hmm. People are looking at, we're now seeing people looking at, what is my congressman doing? What is this going on? People are involved, and that's not going to stop. Mm-hmm. They're going to question. They're going to challenge things. So he started a really, we'll call it the awake because woke is ruined.
Right.
But like, people are awake now to politics and they now watch it like their favorite football team. In some cases, even their religion. Mm-hmm. So that has changed things. So the old ways of doing things, and which I think in Biden's first 100 days, the old putting up smoke screens and behind the scenes and backhand deals will be exposed really quickly. And he's going to have a tough presidency if he doesn't realize that he's going to have to be as transparent as President Trump
and
was.
He won't be.
And he won't.
He won't.
He won't.
Yeah.
Be.
And what are all the people
going
to say? He's not going away, but the only thing that's going to change is people are going to not be able to say, well, that wasn't very presidential.
Yeah.
That's gone now.
Trump actually raised the bar of actually getting things done.
Right.
It's like, wow, I wonder what would happen if America had a president who actually worked and got things. And the results have been spectacular.
You can see some of that in the insults, right? Like, nobody's given him credit for the vaccine, but you remember back when he said we'd have one this year, they're all like, well, that would take a miracle.
Yes.
So we already know that they know it was an amazing accomplishment just because they're not saying anything now. They said that when they mocked him.
They even said you couldn't take it.
Yeah,
they said
who would know
impossible.
What would happen? The side effects would be, you know.
I'm going to get that vaccine. I put way worse things in my body.
I'm
serious. I'm jungle juice parties in college. You know what's in that? No,
no,
exactly.
No one knows what's in it. That's what makes it special.
Right. Yeah. It's made by a frat guy, and that's all you know.
If you've had jungle juice in college, you probably can't get COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the cure.
I don't even know what jungle juice is.
Putting something in my body.
Nobody knows, and that's what makes it special.
It's going to be an upgrade, honestly.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, to your point, or was it Tyrus? It was Tyrus's point.
There's a lot of good stuff going on this side.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So he red-pilled America. So you look at experts differently. You look at the media differently. You look at government differently. You look at politics because he went like this. He took the screen and just went like that and showed everybody. And to your point, it was because he wanted to do his job.
Yeah.
So when he showed up for work, he didn't understand why people do all these lunches. Like, why is everybody we're all going to go to lunch and we're all going to go to this place in D.C. and we're going to sit there and we're going to have lunch and we're all going to leave like at 4:00. Oh, I got to do a vote. And he's like, this is so the opposite of work.
Yeah.
It's so. And so case in point, it took 6 months to do this new COVID plan. And it was like that was during an emergency. Government did not even change their time schedule during an emergency.
It's horrible. It's terrifying the way the elite class looks at us.
Yeah.
And like with the latest stimulus bill, okay, I know you guys got $1,200 back in April, so how about another $600?
Here, pay a rent.
Right. Pay a bill.
Yeah, quote another GG.
But Pelosi, she has no idea like what anything costs. No. I would love to ask her, how much do you think milk costs?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. $35?
I just like my ice cream and my freezer.
Well, that's the thing. The freezer is bigger than my old apartment in Hoboken. Yeah. And the ice cream in it's more than $600.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Are they trying to warn you as they leave California? Pretty smart tech guy, Elon Musk. He's the second richest guy in the world, you know. Number one. Shook things up a bit when he decided to pack his bag full of Teslas and move from L.A. to Texas. Why not? He's already testing his SpaceX rocket engines there. Texas has no personal income tax. Why am I here in New York, Lord? California has the highest in the nation. Plus, the queso in Texas is amazing, apparently. And Elon's not the only one. Hewlett-Packard and Oracle are leaving California. Podcaster Joe Rogan left for Austin back in August, not to mention the countless number of Californians and New Yorkers forced to work from home last year who then realized if they could work absolutely anywhere, why stay there? Austin, Phoenix, Nashville, Tampa, that's in Florida, saw big inflow this year, according to research by LinkedIn. I get their emails all the time, LinkedIn. Never respond. Anyway, while Hartford, Connecticut, New York City, and San Francisco and Chicago saw the biggest exodus, not a bad band. Joe, all right. Should the entire country just move to Texas?
Outstanding idea. Or Florida. Same deal.
No, yeah, there's a lot of space in both states. You could fit all of the United States in Texas and California, but it would ruin the states.
Good point.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about why people leave California. Why would you want to leave California when you got wildfires, smog, the aforementioned taxes, traffic, no mass transit system, like we were talking before, the temptation of Tijuana, and then your leaders are Newsom, Pelosi, the Michael Avenatti of Congress and Schiff, Swalwell, and Alyssa Milano. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to leave California?
At least they have the beach, okay? Like, why are we in New York? New York's even worse. Instead of beach, like, it's all the bad stuff, but, like, no beach.
But, right? You know, this is what you're bringing up is an interesting cognitive illusion of the pro and con list, right? So on the, I am going to leave California, pros and cons. So you listed all the cons, which are like government taxes, gun laws,
New York too.
Politicians, blah, blah. But then the pro is beach. So they aren't weighted. So yeah. The beach, if you're rich, if you're really rich, the beach outweighs all of the cons. So the pro-con list for California, you can list 20 on the cons, right?
Yeah.
But if the pro is beach, you're going to have like a bunch of rich people going, I'll just stay here and pay my taxes.
But Texas has a beach.
What's the pro for New York, though? Like, what's the pro? All the restaurants and all the places you can go see concert. Like, everything's closing. Pay a huge amount of money to live in a small place where you can't go anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And then you have the governor who doesn't care, closing down indoor dining with a 1.4% infection rate. He clearly doesn't care whatsoever. It's not even like leadership. They don't care about you. It's cold.
Yeah.
I'd rather live in, I mean, they're both
but in
absolute
the summer,
hellos.
You have the beach.
Yes.
You have the beach like 2 hours
and the commute,
away.
The commute, so to get to the Hamptons is only two and a half hours, maybe 3 hours.
I also have
That's why you have a helicopter.
I have to find somebody who will allow me to come to their place in the Hamptons.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of men in their 70s who would be up for that cat.
Hit me up, boys.
Yeah. You know, I hate to disagree with my co-captain, but you got to put the beach on the negative side. I grew up in California. California is my home, and it's horrible. The beach now, if you can run in the sand without stepping on a needle to get to the water, and then you got to worry about the mass sewage and stuff in the water and runoffs from the hospitals. Then when you try to go back up the beach, let's say you want to go to Venice Beach for the weekend, you have to deal with the most outrageous, the homeless situation in California is unreal, you know, and we just... It is an ugly place right now to be, and then you have to deal with very hypocritical government officials who are passing all these rules, but not following any of them themselves, and the cost of living is ridiculous. There's really no high side. By the time you get to the beach, you can't afford the gas money to get back.
It's true.
And then you're going to be in traffic for 8 hours to get home.
You know what drives me crazy?
Zuma.
No. You know what drives me crazy? Or Zima. That when you go to Texas, everybody's happy. Like when you used to be able to travel and I would go and do a show in Texas, everybody's like, yeah, this place is pretty great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'd say Elon Musk, Hewlett Packard, Oracle, all these places got to be very careful. I think they need to hire people from Texas.
Good point.
Don't import all the morons from California who's like, boy, we voted this way and we ruined it. Let's do it again here in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm talking like that because I live in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I said this on The Five. It's a little show that's on in the daytime. That if you're going to come, they have to sign a deal. You're going to say something disgusting. I know you are.
No.
You can't bring your lousy ideas. There has to be like a contract with the state that if you move to, say, Texas or Florida, you can't bring your corrosive tax ideas.
Yeah.
Destroy the state. Because it starts with taxes, because then they get the money for their crazy programs, and then they never actually help the homeless.
Nope.
They just take in the money for other boondoggles, and you end up with California. But it's also, the reason why I don't like bellyaching about New York is because everybody, no one cares. Our audience is like, that's your problem. Like, you live in New York. Yeah, but the problem is, this is where our industry is. Mm-hmm. I want to, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, okay. This is what kills me. What does it tell you when a futurist leaves your state?
That it's time to go.
That it is time to go. It's like this guy, Elon Musk, has been in front of every trend. Do you know that he's digging tunnels? The boring industry or boring company, because that's the only way to get around traffic is to get underground. And of course, he's doing space. So this is a guy that thinks in the future. And when he looks around, he goes, I'm out of here.
Right.
He's like at a bar. He's at a bar where he's about to see a massive fight. And he's like, keep the change, puts the money on, and just, I'm gone.
Throwing up the deuces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, I would be super, like, if you know, Joe Rogan leaves, it's like, I can still hang out. But when the futurists, I'm trying to overstate this because it's true.
What is it saying? That he's trying to leave the planet.
Yes.
He's trying to go to Mars. Yeah. He's like, right now I need to get out of California.
My idea, but that's absolutely right. Like he understands that. He might not make it in time to leave the planet, but he's going to figure out a way to get somewhere.
That isn't California.
All right. Thanks, Joe Concha. Thank you, Michael Loftus. Catherine, always a pleasure. Tyrus, phenomenal. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.